here's how's things going? How are people doing? How's the economy? And so the jobs numbers, we're going to decipher those a little bit with our pal, Dr. Timothy Nash, Senior Vice President Emeritus, Director over to Northwood University Center for the Advancement for Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship, and one fine dude sickle. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Did you know you were a dude sickle?
No? You called me that about a year and a half ago.
See, there you go. So the economy, this isn't a whole big change. What I got here just minutes ago, 23,000 jobs decreasing by that much. That's
I think that is minimal. It is a big deal.
Is it really?
We projected 80,000 new jobs for the month, and unemployment would stay at 4.2%. That's what the group of economists that are polled every year or every month predicted. And the federal unemployment rate actually dropped 1%. But there were, instead of 80,000 jobs created, there were minus 23,000 jobs created. So a shift of 103,000 jobs that were supposed to be created, and they weren't.
That's
now, you
a
had
big
things
deal.
Like you had the overall basically, the overall jobs market, you know, that declined by the number of people that were unemployed or looking for employment. That dropped by a couple hundred thousand, but we're not producing a growing market. So that's the real big deal, the consideration right there.
All right.
We didn't create the jobs we were supposed to. And then yesterday, which is the private sector report, the government uses their own surveying. They survey government jobs. They survey private sector jobs. Yesterday, the ADP unemployment report comes out. Some people think it's more reliable and more important because they only use private sector payrolls, the people that pay the taxes, right?
Right.
And that number was disappointing. It was down roughly from 70,000, 75,000 that it was predicted or to be to about 45,000. And so that rate was less than it was supposed to be. It was 44,000 yesterday, and it was supposed to be as high as 75,000. So private sector jobs declined. And last month, that was the lowest decline in 6 months for private sector jobs, meaning we measure strictly payrolls. And those are the people that pay the taxes. Some people don't like to hear all that because they're saying government jobs aren't important. Well, some government jobs aren't important, but most are. And private sector jobs and private sector companies will cut their employees a lot more often than the government does. So that's one of the reasons people look at the ADP report.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But my question is, does this signal is this because of, there's back to school, the summer job market that happens every year about this time. I don't know how much that factors in really to this. Or is this definitely a big indication of a market slowdown?
Well, it's a really difficult economy to predict. Number one, there are back to school summer job losses. But that's supposed to be incorporated in both yesterday's ADP report and today's BSL report. I don't think you can sugarcoat the fact that we missed it by 103,000 jobs. So that's a problem. It's signaling things that are not good, and that our national debt's going up. Then you have the point on the other side. Job markets look really good as a measured by corporate profits. So if you look at corporate profits and you say, boy, it's been a great year and it's been a great 3 or 4 years overall for the stock market. So we're getting a lot of mixed signals in terms of the economy. And, not everything's hunky-dory right now. You get the Republicans, you get one side, and they're overly optimistic, in my opinion. You get the Democrats, and they are overly pessimistic. And you have to take into consideration that, bottom line, this is a midterm election year as well. So you're going to hear terrible things about the Republicans from the Democrats and terrible things about the Democrats from the Republicans. And I would say it's a mixed economy.
You know what I wonder?
Get under control. We have the most productive economy in the world as it relates to the investments, the capital and capitalism. But we have some problems we have to correct.
We've been having this conversation the last couple of days in my circles as hours for dollars. I don't know that this has been this way for a while now. I don't think you can work hours and just say, well, I want to do this, so I'm going to work more hours. It doesn't catch up with the cost, with the cost of food, the cost of gas, the cost of everything, and you end up, you know, 80 hours a week, and you're just making it. And but the other thing I wonder about, Tim, is the private sector, how many people are starting businesses, i.e. husbands and wives going into business? Well, they're not working for anybody now. Is that happening more now?
You know, new business starts are in many sectors increasing. Getting back to the other point you just raised, look at the fact that food inflation's up. Food inflation's up. You know, if you annualize it under President Trump, it's up 8% for his 4 years. It was a lot worse under President Biden. It was up 25%. So different sectors of the economy are problematic. But the key is to convince those who are on the fence that food's going to get better. To your point, gasoline prices are going to get better. So that's something to take a look at and be concerned about. The other point, Mike, and again, this is this. I could paint this thing for you either way. Try to be very objective, and the fact is Q1 U.S. GDP was 2.1%. Q2 GDP advanced model is out right now, up 1.5%. Not good. Not a good first quarter. It was not a good first half of the year for the U.S. relative to historic norms and historic GDP levels. I tell you, though, now then you turn around and everybody wants to smile about the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now indicator. It was up 6.2% June 30th, and now it's up 5.8%. So we have more predictors, we have more tools, and I think we have more confusion right now.
Dr. Tim Nash, and November is looming. Just you turn around and it'll be here.
Less than 90 days away, buddy.
Man, oh, man. All right. Well, we continue forth. As you do, Dr. Tim Nash. What's up with your weekend? You're gonna, now that you've doomed and gloomed us, thanks a lot. Wait, did I lose him? Oh, I just hung up on Tim. Oh, sorry. Call Tim back and tell him I'm sorry.